Let's see now. That's kind of a little tight.
You have your yellow jacket?
What do he... A yellow jacket is yellow. He's real yellow.
Uh-huh. Where do they build their nests?
So where they grow.
Yeah.
They make some nests. They dig a hole, gets in the ground, and would dig a hole about 6 inches round in the ground. All right, it'd be just a little hole where he go in at. Then when he get in there, he would dig him a 6-inch hole. Then they'd make a comb in there just as a wall. Then they all be in that comb, one stick in the hole all the time. If you go up there, he bite. He'll fight.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud?
What, out of mud?
Uh-huh.
Day diver.
Uh-huh. Do they sting?
Well, not apt. They can sting you. Now, he has a stinger. He can sting you. But he's not a fighter. You know, there's some things vicious and some are not.
Uh-huh.
A day diver are not vicious. Only way he would sting you, you catch him, hold him in your hand, or he get out in your clothes somewhere. Then he might have a chance to sting you. Walls, look at you and fly out there and get you. Yellow, these little red, yellow walls. He just look at you and see you out there, and then he jump out and fight. A hornet, as long as you don't touch their nest, they make a big round nest up in a tree. Hangs on a tree, on a limb, like that. As long as you don't touch that tree or shake it, one sitting right in the hole, just small, like that, just like that, with his head out. Minute you touch that tree, be about 100 come out there at you. And they will get you, knock you down. Every time it hits you, you fall. Got a white spot in the pin, black, all over, and white spot in his forehead. That's called a hunting. Now, we have those in this country.
What about the insect that hops around in the grass?
In the grass, call that a grasshopper. And you would call some grasshopper long and green. Some of them large and small, and some small, gray. Then you find another thing hops in the grass would be a cricket. He hop around the grass.
Did you ever hear a grasshopper called a hoppergrass?
What you call him?
Hoppergrass.
Hoppergrass? Yeah. That's the green hoppergrass. You get at him here, he'll jump way over yonder and keep a hopping for me like that. Very seldom, same time of year, they fly. They don't fly all time of year.
Is grasshopper and hoppergrass the same thing?
All the same thing. Now, hoppergrass, the summer a grasshopper, is green. He can get that long or longer.
A couple of inches long?
And he got wings and legs, two long legs behind. Now, the little gray one, he's made the same way, but he's gray. And he don't be much bigger than that, but he's gray. But now he can go, too. Cricket, he can jump. He hops in the grass. He's black. Just black little fellow.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
What would it be?
Something you might find in a room that hadn't been cleaned in a while.
Would be dust or spider webs.
What about something you'd find like that outside stretched across a bush?
Across the bush?
A bush.
Across a
bush
would be a spider web.
What's that?
A spider web would be from bush to bush.
And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
Root.
Did you ever hear of using kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Well, yeah. Mayapple root, ginseng root, and I've heard of blackberry roots be for medicine.
What kinds of medicine?
Well, just like if you got the... Now, mayapple root would be a medicine. You take it and boil it, make a tea, and it'll wake you, just like castor oil. All right, now, and this here ginseng, it claim it's good for your stomach. It don't wake you very much. It's just small like that. And a blackberry root,